This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
This is Steve. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur. Thank you so much for spending another day with us. Today, I want to ask you the question, who is in your life? Who are the people that you see every day? Now you're wondering to yourself, I bet, well, what does that have to do with what I'm doing in my business? And how does those people that I run into every day impact my business? I'm here to tell you that it's really that circle of people, what we used to call your warm market, that are the number one group of people that you need to embrace in your business. You want to look to them for things like help and advice, for the first people that you introduce a new product to. It's so amazing to me. So often we roll out a brand new product. Maybe we even put some advertising money behind it and really begin to let the whole world see our unique brilliance. And the persons that we forget to speak to share this amazing possibility, this great opportunity with, the people that we forget to share that with are the people that are closest in our life. Kathy and I went through this just recently. We just hired a project manager. And we were looking at a bunch of different options for, different people and how could we put together an ad to hire the right person. Went to some of our coaches and stuff like that. And we're talking through that process. And during the course of that conversation, Melanie, who now works as our project manager, her name came up. And Kathy said, and I commend her greatly for this, she said, well, I would feel bad if I didn't at least offer it to Melanie first to see if she was interested in that. And you may find that person you need to hire, that best sale that you could come in contact with, those kind of things, you could have those right now, right here today. They're standing right there next to you. They're the person that you email and Facebook with every day. But if we don't embrace those kind of people, then we're going to find ourselves really missing out on the perfect opportunity for the people we need in our lives.
Join me in welcoming Natalie Cutler-Welsh. Hi, Natalie. How are you today?
I'm so good. Thank you.
I'm so glad to have you here on the show for myself as well as the listeners. Tell us a little bit about you and what's got you to this point in your life.
Yeah, well, I'm a entrepreneur. I'm living in New Zealand, which is just gorgeous, as many people will probably know from the movie Lord of the Rings, etc. So I've got Kiwi parents, and I ended up here as an adult at the age of 23. So I live here running my business, which is called Go2Girl Social Media and Networking. And probably the most exciting thing that's happened lately is things are going so well in my business that my husband and I reached our goal, which we set 1 year ago, and he was able to resign from his job and spend a little bit more time at home with the kids just before our third child starts school.
That's awesome. So what does your company do?
So I help women entrepreneurs. So I use the phrase connecting, coaching, and empowering women entrepreneurs to have more fun and flow in their business. And so really obviously fun is pretty self-explanatory. I think a lot of people start a business and they love the idea, or they have a gift and they want to share it. But then along the way, there's so many things to do. There's so many pieces of the puzzle. They get really confused and overwhelmed and frustrated. And so I want to help bring the fun back into their business. And part of that is using social media and using networking as well as business coaching to make sure that they're actually getting the flow, meaning like the actual cash flow, as well as the flow, like the ease and the grace of having everything working in their life and their business.
That's nice. Yeah, I like that use of the word flow for both of those, actually. Well, that's cool. So you are going to talk to us today about the shoulder tap technique, and we'll get a little deeper into that. But what happened to help you develop this? How did you discover it?
To develop the shoulder tap technique?
Yeah.
I think it's interesting because I totally agree with the phrase that, you know, the goals is in your list, and it's so important to grow your email list and to nurture your email list. But I think a lot of the time people are so set on getting new customers, like new people in their sales funnel as such, they almost forget sometimes about the people that already know them, you know, that already have had exposure to them and probably would love to work with them or love to buy their product. And so the shoulder tap technique is really based on tapping into the gold that already exists in your existing network, meaning your private Facebook group or your Facebook page or your email list or people that you just happen to know in your networks, and asking them like specifically if they want to work with you.
Mm. And I think, you know, a lot of times we forget about the concept of that really important word you just used there, actually asking them.
Yeah.
So you've been in business for how long now?
So about 3.5 years at the moment. Okay. And before that, I actually started off, I started writing a book, a parenting book, which is called If Only They Told Me. And we did 125 podcast episodes, and we have a book, ebook and a physical book. And that really is kind of was my launching pad into the space of women entrepreneurs. And that's just because I started to learn about Facebook and Pinterest and things like that. So I kind of have two businesses, but really my biggest breadwinner and the one that I'm loving the most at the moment is my business, Go-To Girl.
I would, I'll have to find your book because I would love to hear the concept of what you were talking about and If They Only Told Me.
Oh, there's tons of things in there. It's so good.
Yeah, we often have said, you know, now that we're almost at the end of our cycle of raising our kids, our youngest is 17, almost done,
wow.
Counting down the days, you know, that if anybody really actually told a person what was involved in parenting, nobody would be a parent.
I know. And the crazy thing is people do, they try to tell you and then you're like, no, I won't be like that. I'll never do that. Or I would never let my kid talk to me like that. Right. And then I'll never have that many toys.
And then it happens one day. So, yeah, well, that's cool. So let's jump into the concept of the shoulder tap technique. What is it?
So I'm using it a lot right now with the girls in my influencers group. So this is like my high level coaching program. And a lot of those girls, they're wanting to start their own version of what I'm doing, like a mastermind group, right? So it might be 4 spots only or 6 spots only or whatever. And it's a 6-month program or a 3-month program, something like that. And so that's fine. You can go and set up a Facebook ad and you can have some really compelling copy that speaks to your ideal client, which I totally think is great. But sometimes the girls, before they get into that stage, I say to them, you know, the interesting thing is you probably already have like 3 or 4 or 5 people on your radar that would love to join your program. You've just never put anything like that in front of them before. Like we said before, you've never invited them to do it. And so really the shoulder tap technique is I say to them, I literally want you to go and write on your whiteboard or a sticky note. So here in my office, I have a big, big, big whiteboard behind me. And at the moment, I have 5 names on that. So that's my short list, right, of my shoulder taps. So what it is people that already know, like, and trust you, or maybe they're clients. They've already worked with you before, or they bought your product, or whatever it is. Or maybe they're just really active on your Facebook page, like they're always commenting and asking questions, or maybe they've private messaged you. You know, people that you – and these are my 3 things that, like, number one, you excuse me, you genuinely like them, and, like, you feel like, yeah, it would be really cool to have them in my group. Because when you're working with people on an intimate level, like a mastermind group. So for me, I'm doing weekly coaching with these girls. Sorry, I just got off a very long call with them, which is why my voice is doing this. Right? You want to just like, A, do I even get on with this person? B, do I genuinely think that I can help their business? Right? So before you go and invite them and tell them you've got this thing that's so perfect for them, you want to make sure you actually, you know, you want to work with them and you know you can genuinely help them. And then you go for it and you get in touch with them. And so usually what that looks like is either a private message or an email. And for my girls in my group, I like draft out, you know, what I say, and then they can tweak it to be in their own language. Because we all know how important it is to speak the way that you speak in your own language. Like if you just copy and paste what some other person says, it might not fly because it's just not the way you talk. Do you know what I mean?
I do. Absolutely. So the whole concept then is what we used to call in sales your warm market.
Yeah, that's right. So that's right. They're not cold traffic as such. They're warm leads as such. But yeah, that's right. And some of them will be people that you actually know, like in person, and you would have seen them, you know, in person. Some of them might be people that you only know online. Like you happen to have been, you know, dancing around each other in different Facebook groups over the past, you know, couple of months or whatever, and you've had some conversations, but you never actually met them. And some of them will just be, you know, clients or customers that have bought from you before, right? That's what I talk about, how the gold is in your existing list. Quite often people are so dead set on, quote unquote, growing their list, which is very valid, but they actually forget to go back to their existing list. And I don't mean like emailing their entire list of 2,000 people with an offer. I mean actually good old-fashioned one-on-one, like getting in touch with them. So this is how mine sounds, something like this. You know, like, hi, Sarah, I'm just about to launch my second influencers group. It's all about helping women entrepreneurs to have more fun and flow in their business. And you came to mind straight away, exclamation mark. You know, I'm let me know if you're intrigued and I'll send you a bit more info. Net. Like, that's all I say. It's not like, here's the link, sign up now. Do you know what I mean? It's just, yes. It's like super, I can say super cash. It's super casual. It's really friendly because, like, if I already know her, that's how I talk. You know, if you're intrigued, let me know and I'll send you more info. Like, that's how I talk. So that's how I'm going to write. And it just says something like that. And I would either email her or private message, depending on the mode of communication that Sarah and I have used in the past. Do you know how some people are email people and some people are Facebook people?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, so this is really cool. I love having conversations that end up being sales conversations, because all too often that word becomes so terrifying for entrepreneurs, especially women entrepreneurs. And I'm not saying that there aren't some guys that I've worked with that are just as afraid. So ladies, it's okay. They just hide it better than you do. But it's fun for me because of the fact that we want to try to invent some new way to sell to people, when in fact, most of the techniques are the same old thing. We just gave it a cool new name, so you'll like it.
Well, that's right. And it's kind of like throwback, right? Because nowadays people are so into set up your autoresponders and you have your sequence of like 17 emails or whatever. I've got seven. But you know what I mean? That come out. And I coach people. I say, you know, give, get. So you want to do a helpful and friendly email. You want to do another helpful and friendly one, sending them to your blog. And then you want to do a call to action. That's all good and well, right? But this is just going back to like good old talking to people. Because what they do with mine is it basically sends them to an application. So it sends them to fill out a WooFoo form, and then it invites them to book a time to talk to me. So yeah, you're right. What they end up doing is having a quote unquote sales conversation. But that is such a scary term, and it seems so marketing speak. It's so much nicer to think, you know what, we're just having a catch up on Skype. I actually use Zoom. We can both see each other. And I just find out, like, you know, what is your goal for your business in the next 6 months? Like, what are you struggling with the most at the moment, et cetera, et cetera. And so it's a genuine conversation, because I literally am really interested to find out what their goal is and what they're struggling with, and whether I think, you know, that what I've got to offer them is going to be a good fit and actually can serve them, rather than me trying to convince them that they need to buy this amazing thing.
There is so much you said in there, and we could probably fill up an hour show with any one of those items. But let's see if we can break it down a little bit for people that this is brand new to them, or who have considered turning off the show because we said that mean, awful sales word. So start off with, we used to actually take and make a list, actually on paper. I know that is dating me as to how old I am, and it's really just people who do you know that you could pick up the phone right now and have a conversation with, or you could invite them to coffee. And it doesn't have to be 1,000 people, because let's face it, who really knows 1,000 people that they could get on a list with, you know, that they could go to coffee with?
Oh, exactly. And exactly. And if people are getting scared by the sales word, it doesn't even have to be about, hey, join my program. It can actually be if you wanted to do a collaborative giveaway, or you want to run a co-hosted event, or you want to get some affiliates on board for your business, or you want to get interviewed on a podcast. Like, if the shoulder tap technique can be used like for any of those things.
Absolutely. And the thing about it is that those are also the perfect people to tell you whether what you're doing is good, bad, valid, needed, not needed. So you could even start with the whole, I have this great business concept. Is it really as great as I think it is? And ask them. I mean, these people that you can actually just call on the phone or send a casual email to that, you know pretty well, they're actually going to give you honest feedback. And better to do that than to spend 6 months rolling out a program only to have everybody tell you, you know, it really wasn't what we were looking for.
Yeah, exactly. You got to validate, right?
Absolutely.
So who are the people? What are the things that you are working on right now in your business that you need feedback on? What are the programs that you have available that you need customers for? I want you to think about that during this commercial break, and then we will be right back here on Thriving Entrepreneur.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Well, you'll be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. I'm here with Natalie Cutler-Welsh, and we're talking to you today about the shoulder technique tap technique and about how you can make use of the people that you already have in your life to grow your business, to find out new and important information about the products, goods, and services that you're having. I think it's so amazing. I wish that I could walk around like a teacher in school right now and peek over some of your shoulders to see the kind of notes that you've been making to yourself just in this first segment. And I promise you, we've got a lot more exciting stuff coming up here for you. We're going to help you reach out to the people you need. What do you recommend? I mean, it's called the shoulder tap technique. So do you actually recommend starting off with the people that you can actually physically, you know, talk to, touch, kind of a thing?
I think so. I think the people that you know quite well. So, for example, I've got a mastermind, like an online community, right, with about 60 women entrepreneurs. And at one point I decided, okay, I'm going to put together a panel of experts. And it's like, who do I know that could be my website expert, my health and wellness expert, you know, my branding, marketing expert, et cetera, et cetera. And so again, shoulder tap technique, right? I literally make a list on my whiteboard. I also have a Google Doc, by the way, because sometimes with the whiteboard, you need to keep track of who you've messaged. Like, did I actually get in touch with that person? Did I already ask? You know, you don't want to double up on yourself and you don't want to forget to follow up. If it gets lost in email, you don't want them to miss out. So I usually, the shoulder tap list on my whiteboard is actually partly me putting it out to the universe, like meaning just putting it out there. Plus, if I have it on top of my mind, it's right there behind me. I can glance over. But I also have more of a system, like I actually get the Google Doc, so I can keep track of the status of who I've private messaged, what they, you know, whether they were interested, did I send them the link, did we go and have the follow-up conversation, etc. But yeah, if you're putting together something like a panel of experts or a group of people to do a collaborative giveaway, it's going to be the same kind of thing. You have to think about who has got the skills that I'm looking for, or who's got the audience that is similar to mine, but they have a different offering, and we could collaborate for mutual gain.
Absolutely. I just love the concept of that, because it's so much easier to be able to put together five or six people that you can just get their honest and sincere opinions on, whether that's a sales presentation, a new marketing program. You know, you just had a new idea and you just want to bounce it off of somebody.
Yeah. And I mean, that's the whole nother thing that you can do, is if you actually get those six people all together, right, either in the same room or on a Zoom call, right? On Zoom, you can have nine faces on the, or maybe 10 or 11 on the call all at the same time. And that in itself is called like masterminding. It's getting together saying, hey guys, I'm thinking of this, doing this thing. I'm not sure if it's a great idea. What do you think? And then you just let everybody chip in and give their opinions and ask questions. And that's right. It can help you save time, so you don't pursue something that's just not going to come to fruition. And it can also help you open your mind. Like if you just went in thinking this is what it's going to look like, then you come out going, oh my gosh, it could look like that, or it could look like that.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Some of the listeners may not be catching it, and I wish that I was typing feverishly like I do when I'm doing book interviews, because you are saying so many wonderful nuggets of things that are in there. For example, being part of a mastermind, there's nothing better than a group of 5 or 6 or 8 or 10, maybe 11 people, that you can sit down with and you can just be like, hey, this is what I'm talking about. They can present their stuff and you can all collaborate together and really figure out, does it make sense?
Oh, exactly.
So how long have you been using this technique?
I've probably been doing it, like you said before, but without calling it that, without calling it the shoulder tap technique. I've probably been doing it for a couple of years. I mean, definitely not the whole time that I've been in business. Although in saying that, I did start off as a business coffee group. So I started off running coffee groups for women in my house, which I did for a whole entire year. I didn't charge any money. And I think that kind of, I think I just put an ad in like the school newsletter. And I basically said, if anyone's running their own business and they want to get together for this one-off meeting, come along on this date at this time, you know, bring a plate. which in New Zealand means like bring some snacks or some nibbles or something like that. And then it just grew into this huge thing where every 2 weeks we would meet, and and after about a year, my husband said, are you going to actually charge these ladies anything? So I did end up monetizing it eventually, but it came out of a place of just genuinely wanting to just toss ideas around with other women that are kind of going through similar things. I call it juggling the mother load, right? Raising a family while you're trying to run a business.
Well, so let's take it the other direction. You now have been using this technique for years, and you actually have been using this successfully for almost a year before you started trying to monetize it.
Yeah.
If you knew then what you know now, how would you have done it differently, or would you have?
Just in terms of business or in terms of the shoulder tap technique?
Both. Let's start with the technique. What have you learned about the use of the technique that you have tweaked and made it work the best for you?
I think one of the things I would have done differently is activated it sooner in terms of the concept of the panel of experts, people that have a business with a specific niche and a specific skill set. And if you've got an audience, like I had an audience, right? I had an audience of, well, in New Zealand, it's considered quite big, but probably possibly not in American terms, but 4,000 plus likes on Facebook for my parenting blog. And we so easily could have brought in guest experts, and I could have charged them like, I don't know, $50 a month or $100 a month or something like that. One to be the health and wellness person, one to be the parenting, so you get your baby to sleep through the night type person, etc. But I just didn't even think about that, even though I was starting to move into those circles where I was getting to know women who had businesses like that. Mm.
And I think the biggest key in that is you need to look around and see what resources do you have right there that you should be tapping into that you're not thinking about, rather than going out onto Fiverr or Elance or whatever other place, hiring some total stranger to do something that the person you have coffee with every other week actually does.
Yeah, that's right. And again, like you said, that's a whole other topic, like the topic of outsourcing and everything. But for a lot of people, they like the idea of collaborating or doing business with somebody that they can actually meet with physically, like in the same, meet at the coffee shop, like you said. Whereas other people, they're more like, I just want to get the cheapest deal. I don't want to spend too much. They're kind of just holding onto their dollars a little bit tighter. So I guess that's really up to the individual.
Right. So what have you learned in business that has made it better now that you've used this for a couple of years?
For me, what I did is I actually combined together the shoulder tap technique plus a high-end offer, and that's what made the biggest difference, which essentially enabled my husband to be able to resign from his job because – but using the shoulder tap technique, but inviting people to actually commit more time, more money, so that they can get way bigger results is something that I had just never done before. I had done, I think when I first started, I was doing like an hourly rate. And at one point I do networking events for women. So I charge $30. Like I was only doing low price point things. And I think at one point I had a coaching club session and I charged like $147, but nothing big. And then all of a sudden, 2 years late, it took me 2 years. And all of a sudden I'm like, here's my 6K package. I don't say it like that, obviously, but, and it's amazing. And women, they're saying yes, left, right, and center, but it's because I'd never offered to help them in that way before. Like the $147 workshop is just not going to get them the results that they're looking for.
I think it comes back to where we started, and that's the concept of the fact that if you don't ask, then it's always a no.
Yeah. So, and I think a lot of people will be going, oh, well, like nobody in my tribe or no one in my community would pay whatever. Let's say they're thinking of a $2,000 program they could put together. No, none of my people could pay $2,000. Well, I actually challenge that. I'd say you'd be surprised. People are realizing, and for me, that is probably the biggest turning point in my business. I did start off holding the dollars really, really tight. But when I finally decided to invest in myself, in my business, and get a coach, not just go to a retreat and listen to a webinar, here and there, but actually get one coach for me Which was a lot of money, you know, and sometimes when you're paying the money, it helps you to actually up your game because, you know, you need to make the money. And also the coaching and the guidance and the support that comes with having a dedicated coach. So I think people are willing to invest once they can see the impact that it can have on their business, but also on their life.
Ooh, that is so important. I mean, how many times have we automatically counted someone out because we've decided that they're not the person we're looking for, that they don't have interest in the product that we've got? How impolite really is the right word for it, is it to have people in our lives that we love, that we trust, that we're not relying on them to first of all be our customers, but more importantly to give us that honest feedback? That's why we've got them in our lives as friends. We really should be making use of those people in our lives. We'll be right back here on Thriving Entrepreneur. This is your host, Steve Kidd.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Well, you'll be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. I'm here with Natalie Cutler Welsh, and we're talking to you today about the shoulder tap technique. Natalie is the go-to social media girl. She really does an amazing job helping people tap in to the people that they've already got in their lives. You know, I think it's so amazing. I love this conversation because so often we're trying to reinvent the wheel. You know, we're trying to find that new marketing concept, that new sales approach, that new way to be able to engage with our customers. What's the latest and greatest social media tip or technique that we can use to get people to engage with us? And I think it's such a shame, but so often we forget about the people that are already in our circle. So I encourage you, you know, go out to Facebook and take a look at some of the posts. You know, you click on the one that's your profile page. So you're not looking at your timeline, but your main profile page that's just the things you've posted. And then go down that list. Look at whose name keeps popping up as having liked things that you've said. Now, there may be some of those people that you know, you're not going to do sales calls to, you know, your spouse, your mom and dad. You may not. But the flip side to it is those are the perfect people to practice your pitch on. So, for example, if you've got a new sales, you know, technique that you want to use or a new product that you're spitting out, it is really great to practice that on those people like your mom and dad and your spouse and folks like that before you then talk to the world in general. And then from there, go to those close personal friends that you've got and talk to them about it. I mean, it's so important, and there is so much money that is out there. And don't think that just because a person is your friend, that there's somebody that's in your normal circle of influence, that they aren't interested in your product. Don't opt them out just because you know them. Give them the opportunity to say yes or no.
You know, I mean, even thinking about it, I mean, I know you mentioned that you were charging like $140-something, and then you offered a $6,000 program, and people said yes.
Yeah.
What was that first one like for you? Do you remember?
The first yes, do you mean?
Yeah, the first yes to a $6,000 program when you'd been used to selling, you know, smaller packages.
Yeah, and it was great because she was a shoulder tap. She was somebody that had already come to a number of my networking events. She was already in my lower level online community. So it's a $47 a month thing. So she already knew me. We'd never done any one-on-one coaching together, but anyway, she was on my list because I was like, I really like her. I know I can help her business and I'm just going to ask her. Right. And so we get on the call. I think we were on Skype. I always like to see my people, but a lot of people will not, if they're doing that, having a call with someone, they'll be so nervous. They don't want to think about what they look like. So they might turn their camera off, which is fine, or just do it on the phone. But yeah, she actually said yes on the call. So it wasn't even like a, let me think about it, let me ask my husband thing. It was, she said yes on the call, which was really pretty cool.
And then you were like, oh my gosh, she said yes. Yeah. Did she actually say yes to this program? I just love it the first time when somebody raises their price to what they should be charging, and then somebody says yes to it.
Oh, I know. And then, but it's so great when I can turn around and help her do the same in her own way, right? So she coaches people, predominantly women, on how to run marathons, because she came from the background of not being fit. You know, she goes, she was fat. She says, I was, you know, from going from fat to fit. And so that's like her niche, people that she said don't even look like athletes, but they want to run marathons or 5K or 10K or whatever. And so when I knew that I could help her, and now helping her to actually charge what she's worth, and start her own online community, because those are my areas of specialty, and then bring into that the fact that I've always loved networking, connecting people. So the shoulder tap technique is just such a natural flow on from that. Yeah, it's just magic. And then it doesn't feel like a sales conversation. It just feels like a genuine finding out what they're struggling with, where they want to go with their business, and then inviting them to jump on board with you. And it's all good.
Well, and I think it's so interesting that you mentioned it, you know, because with being an expert at social media, I think a lot of times we get so focused on our Facebook presence, our Twitter presence, that we forget about just being the person that we are to the actual people we actually meet.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. It's so fun. It's such a funny world, isn't it? When you run into people and they know exactly what's been going on because they've been following you on Facebook. But yeah, that's the thing. I think people just are so used to just putting it on Facebook and crossing their fingers. Sometimes it's like you need to go back to the good old, you know, the good old fashioned way of doing it and just get on the phone or get on Skype with somebody.
Oh, wow. What a concept. I mean, imagine if everybody listening to the show today made one call to somebody in person that they already know, that they're already comfortable with, and just simply talk to them about your product, your good, your service, the thing you're working on, you know, that new thing that you're selling, or the thing that you've been selling for years and years that you've never talked to them about, or you've never done the sales pitch on. I'm not saying that every single one of them is going to be customers. I'm not even saying that necessarily every one of them is the people that you want to be customers. But it's important that we not become so social media minded that we forget to allow the people that are in our lives to be, well, in our lives is really the way I want to say it. I appreciate you for listening to the show, and I hope that you're getting some really great stuff out of this. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back on Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called Accelerated Networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people? Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
So I know there are a bunch of people that are listening now that are like, okay, I learned a lot on how to be able to use the shoulder technique, but I need some help. I need some assistance in going from where I am to where I'm going. What could they do, Natalie, to work with you to take them to the next level?
Well, I think most businesses hopefully will have this. They'll have something that is like, we call it a high volume, low price point offer, meaning some sort of introductory offering that's not that expensive, right? So it's a low price and lots of people can do it. So for me, that would probably be my online community. And that, like I said, I think it's 47, that's New Zealand dollars. It's like 29 or something American. It's a monthly thing. So it's just, you know, you pay as you go, which is great for some people that just want that support. They want to mix and mingle with other women entrepreneurs. They want to, so today, the other thing I did as well as my coaching is I did a live online. I use Zoom Q&A session. So the girls can come onto the session. They can ask me anything they want about business, social media, and networking. And it's like for $29 American a month, if you can make the Q&A call, there's also a guest expert call. So it's like the super affordable option that lots of people can do. And then, of course, at the other end of the spectrum is my influencers group, which is that, you know, I think I've got 12 spots only total. I've got 10 women in the group right now. So I'm just kind of filling the last, I think I'm 12 or 13. I'll probably close the door. You know, so you have a limited number. So this is the low volume, high price point offering. If you know what I mean, I'm kind of drawing a triangle with my fingers. But I think if most businesses can have something like that, where they have a high end offer that's for only a few people and it's got a higher price point, and that's fine. It offers a higher level. I call it, that's the fast track. Whereas my other option is more like the slow but steady route. So it really depends where people are at in their business and how quickly they want to move things along.
And how would they contact you?
So they can find me at gotogirlsocialmedia.com and all over the place, probably on every social media channel. I also have a blab show that we do, which is called Inspire Hire. So if they want to see me in the video version of me, I've got a podcast, which is called Go To Girl, so they can listen to some stuff there. But the best place to head is gotogirlsocialmedia.com, and also they can join my Facebook group, which is a free group called Go To Girl Social Media and Networking.
So that's gotogirlsocialmedia.com, gotogirlsocialmedia.com. I always laugh every time I'm spelling out the word. I'm like, what if I spell it wrong?
I know. Well, I'm sure they can just Google Go To Girl, and I'm sure it'll come up.
Yeah, and I really encourage a bunch of you know, go out, check out the GoToGirlSocialMedia.com. Connect up with Natalie. Let her take you to the next level. Let her give you some suggestions of people that you can tap if you've listened and you've been like, well, yeah, but I don't know that I know anybody that I really can make that to. Maybe she can help you out. Maybe she can give you some suggestions of some people that you're not thinking of. Or maybe she can even just encourage you that, that person that you're resistant to contact, that's exactly the person that you probably should, because they're just waiting for you to make them an offer that they can do something with.
Exactly, because most people go into business so that they can help people. And if you can connect your desire to help with someone that needs, you know, they've got a problem, and you can connect those two things, then it's all for the good.
So Natalie, we like to make sure that we leave people with something specific that they can do, like today or at the very latest this week. What would be the very first thing that comes to your mind that a person could start doing to really make use of their warm market for, you know, all the things they're doing in their business?
Well, I'm going to say they can start their own shoulder tap list, either on sticky notes, if that's the way they roll. Like, you could put one name on each sticky note and put it up on your board beside you. I've got a big wall planner. Or if you're like me and you've got a whiteboard, you can write it up there. Or if you're more of a Google Doc person or notes on your phone, wherever you put it, I think just go ahead and brainstorm it out. I encourage you to write down 20 names of people that already they know you in some way, either in person or online. They are either a customer or they've had some sort of connection with you. And just let yourself, open your mind, let it flow, and brainstorm out that list. So then the second step, brainstorm the 20. Then I get them to go and highlight or circle five names, like the five people that they most would totally love to work with. That just gets them so excited. I know I'm talking more from a service perspective, but if you've got a product as well, this is totally relevant too. If you've got a new product that you're launching and you want to know who you could get to do a review for you or to maybe become an influencer and post on Instagram, same kind of, or buy from you. So you go and highlight your five like favorite people, your more standout people, and then go and get in touch with them. Step number three is actually get on the phone or, private message them or email them. And just remember what I said, super casual to start with. It's not like you're not sending them an essay with a big link and an image and all sorts. Like, it doesn't want to come across as salesy. It's just like, hey, so-and-so, just checking in. I'm just about to launch this new thing. You came to mind. Or even sometimes they say, hey, so-and-so, I'm just about to email my entire list next week. So I wanted to make sure that you found out about this first. So you kind of make them feel special because it literally is a shoulder tap and it's genuine. You're like, hey, so-and-so, I'm launching this new thing, which is true. You came to mind, which is true. And if you're intrigued or if you want to know more, let me know and I'll send you some info, or let me know and I'll send you the link. And then the second one, you get back to them with a little bit more info, but again, not an essay with a massive link. Don't overwhelm them. Just give them a little bit of the gist, and then give them what they need to do. So for me, they need to then click the link to fill out the online form. So I hope that helps for people. So the homework really, or the challenge, is to brainstorm a list of 20 people for your shoulder tap list, to highlight five, and then to private message or email them with your super casual message, and then take it from there. If they need help, they can just private message me on GoToGirl on Facebook.
Well, there you go. So there's both a resource as well as specific homework that you can do now to be able to tap some people yourself and really be able to take that next idea or find out if that next idea is the next idea you should take. Either way you want to go with it, and get some good feedback. Well, Natalie, I really appreciate you taking the time today to really share this with the audience. Like you said, I don't know that it's a new technique. I think it's a great way of really expressing something that should be part of our day-to-day arsenal as business people.
I think you're right. It's like a golden oldie technique that's it's just like it's evergreen. It's just never going to go away. And I think the shame with – I love social media. Obviously, I built my business on it, but – if we just get so into the online space that we forget that we can actually connect with people one-on-one instead of trying to mass email everybody all the time, it can have so much, such a better connection, because that's really what it's about, making these genuine connections.
I appreciate that. That's Natalie Cutler Welsh from GoToGirlSocialMedia.com. Thanks, Natalie.
I really appreciate the opportunity to be able to have conversations with folks like Natalie. I mean, it's so amazing. As Natalie said, she made her business out of being an expert on social media. You know, I mean, that's what she does all day long. And yet, I think it's really important that we remember that social media is a tool, but it's not the only tool. And then in the end, social media is part of the age-old concept of helping people to know, like, and trust us. Because that's the people that we buy from. We buy, all of us, doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter what the product is, we buy from people that we know, like, and trust. If you don't know the person, you're going to want to get to know them. I'm not talking about necessarily you need to hear their life story, but if you don't know a person at all, you know, if you walk into, say, a car dealership and the person just ignores you, you're going to find a different salesperson. You're not going to go out of your way to tackle somebody to get them to sell you a car. The same thing's true even at, like, say, the grocery store. You want to walk up to that cashier and have them say, hey, how you doing today? That kind of thing. And we all some of the times even gotten to the place where we won't go back to a store because a cashier who probably was having a bad day of their own that had nothing to do with us treated us so inappropriately that we no longer frequent that particular establishment again because of that person. And that's the whole concept of the no factor. Liking the person then comes down to, you know, let's face it, we're all selfish. Those of you that are listening right now, you want to know what's in it for you, and I appreciate that about you. And as a person, we want to know what's in it for us. We want to feel good about the person we're spending our money with, regardless of whether it's something that we're going to buy anyway, you know, milk or bread or things like that, or it be something that's a, you know, that's total luxury for us. We want to feel good about that process. And that's where that like factor comes in. We like to buy from people that we like. We like to help advance the businesses of companies that we really like. And then in the end, that's the trust factor. I mean, how many of you have been at a place where the only reason why you didn't buy something was because you just kind of had that feeling in your gut that that person, you know, you just didn't feel it. There just wasn't a trust level there. And that in the end is what it's all about. We buy from people that we know, like, and trust. The shoulder tap technique is so important for a couple of reasons. Number one, because, you know, there's people in our lives that are part of our lives that we're not sharing with, you know, that we're so busy on social media that we forget to share with the people that are right around us. That's part of it. The other part of it is the fact that we want to build a sphere of people around us that we really truly know they know, like, and trust us, so that we then can tap them on the shoulder. So we're still building that market. We're just building it in a way that we can really truly establish a know, like, and trust factor with the people that we do business with. I hope that really helped you today, and I hope that'll help take your business to a whole new level. I want to remind you, like I do every week, you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. Kathy and I are here to help you so that you can live every day of your life as a thriving entrepreneur. We want to see you thrive. You can check us out anytime at wehelpyouthrive.com. We are glad to pour into you all that we know and anything that we can do, because we want to help share you with the world. It's what we do, but it's also what we love to do, and that's share you and your unique brilliance with the world. Until we're together again next time, I hope you have an amazing week. I look forward to hearing some of the great stories of the things that have happened to you this past week. Until then, have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Well, you'll be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.